Psycho Clock Habit na! Kwentuhang malaman at may basihan. Hindi puro chika lang, kasama si Che Belledo at Ton Clemente. Makinig, maki-join, mahook sa isang good habit, it's the Psycho Clock Habit.
Oras na!
Magandang gabi po!
Welcome to Psycho Clock Habit! Ang tamis mo, Ton!
Good evening sa'yo, Miss Che!
Good evening, Ton. Good evening po sa lahat na nakikinig sa amin ngayong gabi.
Ang lakas ng ulan sa labas!
Correct! Oo nga, parang winter ka lang sa outfit mo.
Ano ka ba? Ano ka ba? Ang ganda kaya ng jacket ko. Lagi kong sinusuot para mapuri ako dahil yung nagbigay sa akin, yung nagpahiram sa akin ito, ayaw pa ibigay.
Binibigay ko na nga!
Ayaw mang ibigay sa akin, binabawi pa.
Nako, hindi naman. Nako, maraming salamat po kasi kahit umuulan, kasama namin kayo.
Oo, ang saya po ng topic natin tonight. Oo. First time, nagulat tayo na first time pala natin pag-uusapan ito. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Oo, first time.
At mapapasabak.
Ikaw talaga nag-correct sa sarili mo.
At mapapasabak na naman tayo sa Inglesa.
Oo nga, praktisadong-praktisado ka naman sa South Africa, Ton. Yes, kaya...
Yun nga lang ang na-practice ko sa South Africa, eh. Ang pag-i-Ingles.
Inawin mo yan.
Wala iba. Puro yun na lang. Hindi, joke lang.
Pero sobrang masaya tayo kasi napakapalad natin. Parang nung isang linggo dayo, yung ating guest. Ngayon, nako, timing na naman.
Super close na, super tight na tayo kasing tight ng mga tight na bahagi ng Pilipinas.
Pero sa tingin mo kung tight tayo, yung isang friend ba natin, tighter?
Natanungin nga natin, what is the meaning? What is?
Ay, nako, masaya po ang pag-uusapan naming topic ngayon gabi. At siguradong makakatulong ito sa ating mga kaibigan.
Makakatulong ito sa lipunang Pilipino.
Correct.
Sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa atin na kailangan ito.
Lalo na po sa mga mahal natin at sa mga nagmamahal sa kanila.
True.
No? Sige, mamaya liliwanagin natin lahat yan.
So, Miss Che, alam mo na, maulan.
Oo.
At pag ganitong maulan, kailangan painitin natin. Tayo nang gagawa ng paraan para umiinit eh.
Oo nga.
Kaya para sa mga tagapakinig natin, ito po yung aming handog sa inyo.
Oo, sadali lang po gagawa kami ng paraan.
Ipikit po ang inyong mga mata. Ilagay po ang inyong kanang hintuturo.
Oh my God!
Ilagay po ang inyong kanang hintuturo. Sa kaliwa. De, joke lang. Okay, Miss Che.
Yes.
Ikaw, kailan mo huling nagamit yung hintuturo mo? Point for our guest, it's the pointer finger. Is that
hintuturo?
Kasi turo point, diba?
Turo is point.
Yeah.
So, the hintuturo is this finger that I don't know when the last time Miss Che, used
you're
it.
Asking me, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm asking you, when was the last time?
I use my point finger.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember because I use it all the time. very, very useful thing.
Very useful.
Okay,
yes.
Talaga. You
yeah,
like, okay. You,
the question is when, they have to explain how?
No. Pero, to seg na dun sa isa ko pang question sa'yo, yung pointer finger, sinasabayan mo ba yan ng middle finger minsan?
Hinlalaki.
Sabay, minsan pag ginagamit mo yung pointer finger, kailangan yung hinlalaki. Kailangan yung hinlalaki. Kasama rin, kasabay.
When it's necessary. I don't have to ask permission, they just sometimes go together.
Okay, that's good to know. Meron
ka... How about you?
Mm-mm.
How about you? When was the last time and how?
Hindi, alam mo naman. Alam mo naman sa amin.
Tonight is the night. I can feel it.
Alam mo
it.
Naman sa amin, hindi.
Sa inyo sa Pasig.
Sa amin sa Pasig.
Kainta.
Kami doon, mga katropa ko doon. Hindi, kulang yun.
Okay, sa buong kamay.
Minsan, oo. May mga pagkakataon. Hindi gano'n. Diyos ko, ano na ba itong pinag-uusapan natin?
Oo nga, ikaw talaga, liwanagin mo.
Actually, hindi ko po alam kung saan galing yun. Kasi may iba akong tanong kay Mrs. Joy. Tapos na-curious lang ako about her use of her pointer finger.
Oo nga, my point finger.
Yeah,
okay.
I think as teachers...
We use it a lot, yes.
Yeah,
parang you're gonna love me.
Tsaka yung, di ba yung word natin for teach is turo.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a good point.
Tama.
Yeah.
Hindi po namin bisita yun, no? Hindi, tama. So, oh, sa pagtuturo, kahit tuturo, yung isang pinakagamit na daliri ni Miss Jay. Okay, so, yun ang naman gusto mong pag-usapan. Kayo po, hindi kayo, alam mo, maganda mag-reflect, ha?
Kasi nga, malamig, maulan. Tama, di ba sabi natin, paiinitin. Yes, paiinitin natin yung gabi natin.
Daming gamit kayo ng hintuturo.
Correct.
At saka yung middle finger combined.
Oo.
Minsan ginagamit mo yan para pumindot ng coffee maker. Para i-turn on yun. Patayin ng ilaw.
Oh, pang turn on talaga yung dalawang yan.
I love it. Yan yung quote na mga quote natin tonight. Ang dalawang daliring yan, pang turn on talaga yan.
Correct. Oh, bakit ba yun ang pinag-uusapan natin? Alam ko walang connect yan.
Sobrang walang connect siya at all. Pero sana po uminit yung mga ano nyo.
Oo, kasi may init na usapan po. Yeah. Yung magaganap ngayong gabi. It's gonna be a very, very hot discussion. Ang labo. I just wanted to translate it literally.
Yeah.
For the sake of our guest.
So, sabihin natin yung ating title?
Yes, I think we need to introduce a topic now.
Okay.
And the best way really is to...
To
share our title.
Right. Episode 92. 8 episodes shy
for
our centennial celebration.
Centennial episode.
Okay.
Yes.
So, ating episode 92.
I love the title.
Ay, pinamagatan nating
Kailangan bang maingay paglalabas na? Sorry, I know you can sense the excitement, no? Ulitin natin.
Just episode 92.
Episode 92. Ang title natin ngayong gabi ay Kailangan bang maingay paglalabas na?
Kailangan ba, Miss Jay? Ikaw, personally, yung base sa mga nasaksihan mo.
Okay.
I'm sure dami mo nang nasaksihan sa buhay.
Actually, very limited. Konti lang.
Oo.
Pero, it depends. Kasi alam mo tayo, napaka-importante sa atin ang context eh.
Oo.
So, depende talaga sa context.
Tapos ito pa, dahil yung bisita natin, foreigner, may cross-cultural differences ba? Halimbawa, kapag foreigner, mas maingay ba dapat?
Siguro hindi yung kung... Kasi that's so context-based on. I think the language would vary. Ang love! Pero, yeah, sometimes when you... Hindi, wag na.
Tama.
Hindi, depende talaga sa context. Siguro hindi naman kailangan maingay. Minsan tahimik. Simple lang.
Minsan paimpit-impit lang. Ganon. KBP, para sa inyo po yung tunog na yun. Sana pwede ba yung ma-record, Mark? Tapos i-loop natin at i-loop.
I think, no, it's very important to clarify what we mean.
Okay. Because tonight, we're talking about
coming out.
And we want to find out, I mean, when people come out.
Yes.
Actually, who comes out?
Yes, and why? Why is it called coming out?
And when people come out, does it have to be like a festive celebration?
Yeah.
Does it have to be a big deal?
Correct. Announce it? Should there be like a big declaration? Yeah. Or can it be very private?
Like the sound that you just made.
Yeah.
Can you do it again, please?
Later.
One more time, please.
Later.
Hindi ako mag-queue for commercial. Hindi ako mag-queue.
No, they have to wait for it.
Okay.
It will happen.
Sino ko abangan niyo po yung the very private sound.
Yes.
Miss Shay and her privacy.
Okay,
so let's introduce our guests before. Yeah, oo.
Yeah, introduce our first guest.
First guest, syempre, ano ba, Suki?
Suki.
One of our favorites talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Expert pagdating sa topic na to. Ang LGBT psychology, lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgender psychology. Okay. What a mouthful. What a big deal. Okay, and kanina yun yung class niya. No?
Mm-hmm.
Kailan kilala na natin to.
Yes.
At kagagaling lang din niya sa South Africa. Feeling
kasi
ko ang dami niyang big deal na nakasalamuan.
I'm sure.
Big deal lang doon.
Talaga, big deal ba doon?
Marami kasi mga big name psychologists na, di ba, sa ating conference.
Siyempre, ang nag-iisa, na-miss nyo ba yung boses na yan? Pagtag-ulan nyo ng gusto nating marinig, si siyempre si Professor Eric Manalastas.
Hello, magandang gabi.
I love the voice.
At naku, kailangan nating i-introduce ngayon yung katabi niya na ang kapit, te.
Ang kapit. Ang lagkit.
What is the meaning?
Mamaya tanungin natin, what is the meaning? What is the meaning of the kit? Okay, so our second guest is actually a visitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a visitor. He's visiting. I think he's here
He's from Malabon. He's just from Malabon and now he's here.
Sounds like Malabon.
Sounds like Malabon.
Right. He's from Malaysia.
Social, Malaysia. Social. Okay.
So he's a research fellow for AIDS Action and Research Group.
That's correct.
Of the School of Social Sciences of University Science Malaysia. Mm. Okay. He is a guest lecturer in the Center for International Studies here in UP Diliman and has been conducting lectures for the past 3 days?
Actually, for the past 2 weeks. I arrived in Manila on the 21st.
Okay.
So it's been, for the past 2 weeks, and today was the last day of lectures, so it's a bit sad. So, yeah.
Thank you. And our special guest, that voice is coming from
Mark, soon to be doctor.
Yes, actually, that's why I was soon to be doctor, Mark Stefan.
Yes, Stefan.
Felix.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys.
Greet our listeners, our gazillion listeners tonight.
Correct. Oh, maybe we should ask them.
Yeah.
Is coming out necessarily noisy? Does it have to be loud?
I think it's as noisy as you want it to be.
Okay.
It can be as quiet as you want it to be. It can be as noisy as you want it to be. It can be a big raving party. If you want it to be. It's all up to you.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll talk more about that big raving party or that private moment.
Right. And of course, Miss Chase, private sounds.
Okay.
When
sure.
Psycho Clock Habit returns. I should show you.
DZUP 1602, Kasalika. Para sa matinong usapan, para sa maulat na bayan. Sa 1602 Kasalika Kasalika BZUP para sa maulat na bayan. Dito kasalika.
Para kang karinderyang bukas sa lahat ng gustong kumain.
You're not but a second rate. Trying hard. Copycat.
Kakagat ka ba?
Trivia.
Soundtrack. Issues.
Trends.
Technology. At iba pang mga channelin sa pelikula. Film lessons on air sa Cine Chichiria.
Ngayong Biyernes na, alas 6 ng hapon.
Chicha na sa Cine Chichiria.
Sa Radio School, dito sa DZUP 1602.
Kagat na.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Ma, I love you po.
Mahal na mahal din kita, anak.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Panatang makabayan, iniibig ko ang Pilipinas, aking lupang sinilangan.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Pare, mahal kita.
Pantay-pantay ang lahat sa pag-ibig. LGBTQ, babae o lalaki, lahat ay may karapatang mamuhay at magmahal. Don't discriminate. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602.
Sabi nila, wala itong pinipili. Kahit sino, kahit anong edad, pwede.
Si mommy, si tita, si ate.
At kahit ako, kasama kami sa 80% ng mga kababaihang maaaring dapuan ng HPV o human papilloma virus, ang virus na sanhi ng cervical cancer.
Ngunit may magagawa tayo upang pigilan ito.
Magtanong sa inyong doktor tungkol sa murang bakuna laban sa cervical cancer.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ang oras natin ay 18 minuto makalipas ang 6 ng gabi. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Circle Clock Habit.
Masarap ulit-ulitin.
Maingay ka ba kapag lumalabas?
Depende. Mamaya, paparinig ko sa'yo pag lumabas na tayo. Nagbabalik po ang Psycho Clock Habit. Ito po si Ton.
Si Che po.
And we are with our very special guest side. Biglang shift.
Oo, yes. Nga. Our very special guest, Mark and Eric. Hi again.
Hello.
Diyos ko, magbaba pareho ang boses, Ton. Okay, so as we were saying, our topic for tonight is coming out. So we'd like to find out from the experts what coming out means. So what do we mean when we say coming out or to come out?
Yeah, coming out is usually applied to people who are LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, or bakla, or whatever local terms you use. Mm-hmm. And it means basically, psychologically, it actually means two things.
Okay.
First is coming out to yourself, applying and realizing and coming to accept that this is part of who you are and your sexuality.
Okay, this is my identity.
Yeah, this is who I am. That this is who I am. This is the kind of person that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part is coming out to others, meaning disclosure or sharing that this is one aspect of you among many aspects. And then telling your best friend, your mom, your dad, your students, your coworkers, your teachers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you say others, actually collective, it's everybody.
Yeah, the
everybody
social world around you. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is there like a level like coming out to closer people who are closer to you?
Well, I guess many of the studies show that when coming out to others, we usually pick, we're very selective sometimes about that. And sometimes when you're not used to it, I mean to be out and out from the very beginning, you tend to be very selective who you come out first.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you come out maybe to your best friend or to someone you know who's LGBT.
Correct.
Or who you might think is very supportive. Yeah. Before testing it out with things like, with people like your parents.
Yeah, I was gonna
say that. They're not things. They're not things. With your parents or with your coworkers, for example, because that entails a little bit of risk sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll ask them more about that because maybe sometimes, it's easier to come out even to strangers.
That's true. Like online or,
Why is it, Mark, would you like to add to that?
I think coming out, it's a process. I don't think it ever ends, really, unless, of course, you're some kind of celebrity like Anderson Cooper, who just came out and it was
globally,
right? Where everybody now knows that Anderson Cooper is an openly gay guy. He's got a partner. They're about to get married, I think, in New York, right?
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. But I think for the mere mortals, like the rest of us, it's a continuous process.
Like the rest of you, excuse me.
For, that's arguable, Ms. Shay.
No, not in the Philippines. Not here. No, go ahead. Sorry.
But it's as you continue, new people come into your life, right?
Mm-hmm. Or you move to a new place.
Or you move to a new place, or you start a new job, and then you have to decide, do I tell these people or
do
not?
Do they have to know?
Do they have to know? In some cases, like Eric just said, there's some risk involved. Do you really want to come out to, for example, your boss? Like in Malaysia, where I come from, it's a very conservative country.
Some
bosses are fine. Some bosses know, but they make as if they don't know. Some bosses, you know, they like it so much if you do come out to them. But in that, if you're so afraid to lose your job, and there's that risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for everybody that comes out, it's a continuous process, right? I mean, for me today, I think I took another step in that process because I came out to the classes that I was teaching, you know, not directly, just today, you know, it's hi guys, if any of you from my class are listening to this, right? It's not like I didn't make a declarative statement, you know, I just alluded to an ex-boyfriend of mine, right?
Okay.
And I didn't bother hiding with the ex-love or ex-partner or whatever. It was a very gender-specific kind of statement.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody goes through that. And, you know, I think in coming out, we have to realize that there is no one set time for everybody to say, okay, you got to come out by the time you're 18 or 17 or 19, whatever. It's a very personal thing. And people do it in their own ways. But I think Eric got it right. First, you test the waters out with somebody that you really trust or somebody that you believe can be an ally to you or somebody who's not going to judge you, right?
Okay.
And then slowly you move on. Traditionally, studies have shown that people move they move inward, meaning that from the outside, from their friends, you know, close friends, and then they move on to their siblings, and then maybe other members of the family, and then they move into their mom and then their dad, traditionally.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is not necessarily true for everyone, because coming out, like I said, is a very personal process.
Okay. So it seems to me that, it's a decision-making process. It's a process of identifying the self, telling the world, this is me.
Yeah, it's a social process. Yes. Yeah.
And this is not, there's not just one point in time that you say.
Yeah, it's also a lifelong thing.
This is it. It's a lifelong.
That's
okay.
True.
Okay. But I'm very curious about the term coming out.
Right.
Why is it the label used for the process or for this?
The whole phrase is really, or used to be, coming out of
the
closet.
Yes.
The idea here is that there's a closet, and it's like a confined space, and your true self, your true gay self, is inside, and you have to kind of step out of that and come out of the closet. And this kind of metaphor has been used very widely, especially in the West and many parts of the world as well. But in the Philippines, we have a slightly different word
that we use.
We use the word ladlad or paglaladlad, actually, or the whole phrase is paglaladlad ng kapa.
Ng kapa?
Yeah, unfurling of the cape. So it's like you're a superhero, your cape is kind of bundled up. Then the moment you come out, you unfurl it, and it's flying in the wind.
And you're a gay superhero.
And you're a gay superhero, you know, with your sidekick. And life's good.
Yeah. Mm. But when you say ladlad, it connotes a certain kind of it's like blooming or opening up.
That's true. Yeah. Some kind of like growing.
Growing
that's beyond true. What you were before.
Uh-huh,
and that's
uh-huh.
also the idea, I guess, of coming out, that it's good for your health, like for your mental health, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of growing up.
Correct.
Especially for LGBTs and for young gay people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was going to go back to the idea of coming out of the closet.
Right.
Sometimes we associate closet with dark things, like skeletons.
It's tight in there.
Monsters.
You know.
What did you say? It's tight in there.
It's tight in there. And not
moist.
In a good way.
It's tight
kind of
and moist.
Full of mold.
Full of mold.
You don't know who else is in there.
Yeah, it's very different. I think
it's hard to breathe.
That's true. It's kind of different from blood.
Yeah.
And so I was saying, closet associated with dark things or
confined space,
hiding things.
Hiding things. That's why there's this new term that's coming out now. Coming out now. coming out of the glass closet, or people who are in the glass closet.
Yeah.
That glass closet means there are some people who come out and tell the word they're LGBT, but it turns out most people already know, assumed anyway. So they were in the closet, but the closet was made of glass, so they can actually see you inside the closet, even if you were inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Glass closet.
When you were describing the concept. You were already talking about the process. And I think Mark mentioned that there's no one size fits all process.
There isn't, because some people, some gay men feel comfortable. You know, you read reports of students in grade school. They're 8 years old and they make declarations, I'm gay, mom, dad. I also know of some of my friends who at the age of 51 suddenly decide that it's time for them to come out of the closet. So it depends a lot on the circumstances in their life. Mm-hmm. It could be the culture that they're in, maybe their religious beliefs, maybe family expectations that hold them back, maybe. And it's all about that level of comfort where you feel like you're ready to tell the people in your life who you really are. But also in some cases it can be painful, because when you repress so much who you are over a long period of time, at some point, you know, it's like a pressure cooker. It's got to blow. No point. No pun intended. At all.
It's
none.
When you come out, it's just gotta blow.
It's just gotta blow. Right.
Then it's probably a good thing.
I wonder which comes first. Maybe we can ask him later.
Oh my god.
I should not say that. Sorry, I caught you. I'm so sorry. I caught you.
You're
supposed to be uncaught when you. What am I saying?
I don't know about that.
My contribution is really very essential to the ongoing discourse of coming out.
I love it, Todd.
I'm sorry, Mark.
I always love your contribution. I was was just gonna ask if there's such a thing as the right time in terms of age. Is there a window? Like if that window is gone, there will be no doors, other opportunities for you to come.
That's really hard to say if there is sort of a window. Yeah. There are some studies though of people who are in already who come out very late in their life. For example, in their 50s and 60s, and a lot of them express a lot of regret about not coming out sooner because they weren't able to enjoy the support of friends, people who would do simple things like asking them about their same-sex partner, give them gifts, for example, be able to express affection with it with their friends or in public, be able to tell other people like, you know, this is the woman I'm dating, this is the man I'm dating, etc. So there might be that period where it might be a little too late in your life to enjoy it, but I think they can still catch up.
Correct. It's never too late.
It's not too late.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine hiding all your life?
That's true. Because that also means you're probably trying to present a heterosexual or a straight kind of persona to the world, which is...
It's very stressful.
It's very stressful. It takes up a lot of...
your energy.
Emotional and mental energy to maintain such a facade, right? And then one day, when you start coming out, you realize that life is so much more relaxed because...
That's true. You don't have to look over your shoulder.
Yeah, you don't have to look over your shoulder. You're more relaxed with yourself. You're more relaxed with the people in your life. Yeah.
And imagine also the people around you. You could probably be in a glass closet.
You're also more relaxed.
It's true.
Because you finally came out.
Correct.
Okay, sobrang pasensya na po. Sobrang abala po. Ang asaya-saya mag-Twitter. Sorry. Hindi nakikinig. Ano nga yan? Can you repeat? Can you repeat? I did not understand what's coming out nga. No, yeah. Nako, more in store for you when 5 o'clock happens.
DZUP 1602 Kasali ka. Para sa maulat na bayan, DZUP sa 1602. Kasali ka, kasali ka, DZUP para sa maulat na bayan, dito kasali.
Sali na sa kwentuhan, bidahan at usapan ngayong araw ng Biyernes dito sa DZUP 1602. Simula ng inyong umaga sa kwentuhan tungkol sa mga trending topics na yumanig sa ating universe dito sa Student YO Universe. Pagsapit ng alas 11, tara, tugtugan na dito sa Talatugtugan. Usapan tungkol sa pamayanan ang kasabay ng inyong tanghalian dito sa Sikhay Kilos. Pagsapit ng alauna ng hapon, talakayan tungkol sa bansa at pagbabago ang hatid sa inyo ng simulan mo. Makinig at makilahok sa tunay na boses ng mamamayan sa Sali na Bayan tuwing alas 2 ng hapon. Siksik ng mga balita'y tututukan, pag-uusapan at pupuntuhan tuwing alas 3 ng hapon sa May Punto Ka Dyan. Pagsapit ng alas 4 ng hapon, makinig na sa Siyensya na Kayo dahil ang agham ay para sa lahat. Pakinggan ang mga business tips at success stories na hatid sa inyo ng That's Entertainment pagsapit ng alas 5 ng hapon. Pagsapit ng alas 6 ng gabi, makinig na sa Film Lessons On Air dito sa Cine Chichiria. At pagsapit ng alas 7 ng gabi, makigulot makitawa kasama ang coolest barkada on air, ang Tropang Radio. Masayang Biyernes basta't nakatutok dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
May nakatutok na baril sa ulo mo. Ilang segundo na lang, puputok na to. Mamatay ka bang masaya? Kontento ka na ba sa naging buhay mo? 3, 2. Pasalamat ka at hindi yun totoo. Kaibigan, don't take life for granted. Bawat segundo, bawat kilos pahalagahan. Tunay bang maligaya ka sa ginagawa mo ngayon?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Isang araw, di pa uwi na nga ako. Pagkabukas ko ng pinto, wala na akong ibang nakita. Hindi ang mga kamay niya na tumatama sa mukha ko. Wala na akong ibang naririnig, hindi ang iyak ng mga anak ko. Wala na akong ibang hinihiling, kundi matapos na ang lahat ng to.
Itigil ang pang-aabuso sa mga kababaihan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ang oras natin ay 33 minuto makalipas ang ika-6 ng gabi. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap, ulit-ulitin.
Gusto mo bang samahan kitang lumabas?
Ayoko ikaw ang kasama ko.
Diba?
Nagbabalik po ang
Psycho Clock Habit.
Ito po si Ton.
Si Chepo.
At kasama pa rin natin ang ating experts.
Correct.
Sa ating paksa ngayong gabi.
Si Eric at si Mark.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
Ang ganda ng pangalan nila together. Ano?
Actually, parang they belong together.
They belong together. Okay. Tumanta
okay. Lang. Mariah Carey Overload.
Very, very manly. Song
actually, sa episode.
Actually, doon sa kanta namin, yung nalaman natin, mas marami talaga akong testosterone kesa kay Tonton. Okay, so let's continue talking about coming out. We're talking about coming out.
No.
Okay, so Mark was mentioning things about factors or things that facilitate coming out. So we'd like to know, what are the factors that hinder maybe or help facilitate coming out? Either way. Like, are there specific factors, family, cultural factors?
I think mainly for anybody who's going to come out, the biggest fear that they have would be rejection.
Okay.
Okay. Because there's a lot of internal struggle that happens before the person actually decides to come out, right? They've taken into consideration, like, cultural factors, religious factors, etc. But the biggest fear is the rejection by loved ones. Right?
Yeah.
They're wondering. That's why I think a lot of younger people don't, because they're so afraid of if they come out and the family rejects them, throws them out of the house, what are they going to do, etc. The things that make it easier, I think, is if the family, already from the very beginning, already says, you know, we're sort of supportive, or we know gay people, and it sort of like paves the way, it makes it easier, for the person.
Okay.
I mean, having, I think, friends who are LGBT friendly, or being in a climate that's very LGBT friendly, makes it easy for people to really come out. Having teachers, teachers who are very gay friendly, being there for your gay friends and letting people know that, you know, you're in touch with LGBT culture, you attend the Pride March, you support our trans.
It's really the first step there.
So making the climate LGBT friendly, I think, makes it easier for everyone to come out, whether as LGBT or questioning or whatever.
Yeah, but I think when you talk about support from, let's say, your classes, like your teachers, we're talking about a little relatively more mature, older students, right?
Right.
But of course, as early as grade school,
sure.
High school, people already know. I mean,
the shimmers are there.
Know. Yes. Yeah. The glitters.
The shimmers. The shimmer.
Yes. So maybe just to keep our discussion a little bit more grounded, can I ask you guys about your personal journey of, let's say, coming out?
Okay, sure. Why not? Sure.
When did you come out, Mark?
Actually, it was very late in life. I was 28.
28.
I'm not going to tell everybody how old I am
Let's
now.
Not.
But,
yeah.
But 28. And it's because there was a lot of internal conflict for me, as I said. But after I reached the stage where I could start telling my family, it became a lot easier. There was it was so much easier to deal with all of the questions of, you know, why don't you have a girlfriend? Why aren't you bringing girls around?
What made it classic. Difficult? Like, what? Why it took you that long to
come out? Being the eldest son in a family that's traditionally Catholic, and although I don't live in Manila and I wasn't born in the Philippines, I am a Filipino descent, right? So there was a huge bunch of expectation that, you know, you would one day have children and get married and you would become the head of this family, etc.
Which is still, I mean, you could still do many of those things now, but it's just maybe traditionally we never thought that that would be possible.
Right.
Lesbians
right.
and gay men.
Good point.
But maybe now, I mean, it's opening up, but maybe at the time.
Traditionally, at the time, in terms of expectations, no.
In terms of expectations. So after that, slowly it was to friends, and then it was... Actually, it actually started out with a very good friend,
right? And
a guy or a girl?
It was a girl.
Okay.
It was a girl.
We love
her
you,
name's
girl.
Florence.
We love you, girl.
we love our faggy hags.
And it started out slowly with that, and then it became my sister. My sister was next, right? And she was so supportive, and she said,
"What was it like? I'm sorry. Okay, like, did she ask you? Did you open up?"
Okay, no, we were driving together, and then suddenly I just said, "I can't keep this up anymore." In my head, and I said, "I got to tell you something."
Okay.
And I said, "I'm gay." And, you know, her immediate reaction was shock.
Okay.
Right? And she said, "What?" And I said, "You mean you didn't suspect?"
So she really had no idea.
She really had no idea. Okay. And she was like, "What?" So her reaction was really wonderful because she said, you know, "Okay, fine. It may not be something I know much about. It may not be something I necessarily agree with.
Oh, yeah.
But you're still my brother and I love you."
Aww.
And so that kind of like, oh no, if this would only work on the parents. No, no, so that was the next hurdle to cross.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I came out to my mom, I was actually quite drunk. And I had to get my Dutch courage together. And then I told my mom.
Was it deliberate?
It was planned. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was at the dining table, and I said, "You know, Mom, I'm gay." And she just looked at me, and I was so afraid, you know, so afraid what she was going to say, what she was going to do. And she just looked at me, and she said, "You know, I think I've always known. Now finish your whiskey." I was like, "Wow."
Hi, Mom.
And she gave me a big hug, and she said, "You know, no matter what you know, you are, you're still my son, and I love you." So, right, so from that point, she's been very, very supportive. And then slowly that gave me, you know, the confidence to branch out to colleagues, to, you know, other people in my life.
It's probably much easier once a family, your family, the your loved ones already know, and
yes,
they accept.
Exactly.
How about you,
my
Eric?
My story is more going to be about friends,
okay,
because that's where it starts.
Okay.
I was in high school. And I was a big nerd. I still am in many ways.
And
I was a super nerdy guy back then. And, you know, all the things I was thinking about was like books and, you know, studying and, you know, what I was going to do for college, etc. And then my best friend in high school, who was also a girl.
I love those girls.
And you know how when you're in high school, if you have a boy and a girl hanging out together as really close friends, people automatically think they're a couple,
yes,
you know? It's socially
like each other,
yeah. And so one day she goes, Delia. Her name is Delia, and she.
Hi, Delia.
Hi, Delia.
She's in France right now.
Bonjour, Delia.
Yeah. she goes, Eric. I think you might be queer. And I'm like, my response was like, really? Like, I looked up from my book and I said, really? And then she said, we should do an experiment. Which, you know, like, dreaded me. Like,
yeah,
what is
yeah.
an experiment? She's a social scientist. We went to
She's
her
a biologist.
House. She is a biologist. Yeah. She has a PhD in biology.
Yeah.
We went to her house. The internet was very new in Manila back then.
Mm-hmm.
And we went online and looked at pictures of cute guys.
Okay.
She somehow opened up the browser. I think we used Netscape Navigator back then.
Oh,
it was that long ago. And then she put up some pictures of some cute guys, and then she looked at me and said, anything? And I said, yeah, I think you might be right. And it was, you know, it was kind of downhill along the way. And so there was no big need, and especially now because professionally I work with a lot of LGBT people and doing LGBT issues. For now, it's really more of a surprise if people don't realize.
Yeah, yeah. How can you not know?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome. We should ask them their coming out stories.
Sure.
I think it's pretty obvious.
Lanang time. Bilisan nyo. Wala nang time.
Okay, I asked Mark about... what did I forget? Something about cultural factors.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to... find out. I'd like to know if there's a cultural difference. Like, is it more difficult in Malaysia?
But you came out when you were in the States.
No, I came out way after I came back from the States.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
a year and a half after I came back from the States.
Mm.
It's like I said, it's an internal thing. Even when I was so far away from my family, half a world away, I couldn't come out.
Correct.
It was,
and that
just
was in the U.S. I mean, I would have thought that you would be.
Yeah, exactly. It was in the U.S. I was far away. It was, you know, a little bit more open than it is in conservative Malaysia, but I just couldn't.
I'm sorry, but sure. You were aware then, because I had this question to you the other night, mm-hmm. about your own process of getting in touch,
yeah.
with yourself
and your own identity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we had this question about, does it have to be the act first before the recognition of the
oh,
identity?
Okay, at least sa coming out to self, no? Yes. Tama.
Because there, like Eric said, there are two processes, yeah, or two ways.
But your question is about coming out to.
No. So now I'm asking before coming out, because you're talking about the, yeah. Let's not say it that way. Because you're talking about coming out to your family. And yeah, something about, even in the States, you were alone. You could not come out. Yeah,
I know. I knew I was attracted, mm-hmm. to men, but mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't something that I was ready. It wasn't a step in my life that I was ready for.
Okay.
It wasn't something that I wanted to do. Then, blah blah blah. I just wasn't ready emotionally or mentally, mm-hmm. you know, to deal with it. Physically, I was really ready for it. But somehow, you know, they say that when mind, soul, and body are together, then things go really smoothly.
Okay,
so
yeah,
I was just waiting for that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that alignment of planets, you know.
Yeah, or body parts.
Oh, body parts, right?
And mind.
So okay. your question was about.
First, you had to come out to yourself.
Mm-hmm. To accept it. And then, you know, it could take a while between the acceptance of self and before the time you actually start telling people. Mm-hmm. For some people, it's sort of like, you know, today I realize I'm gay, tomorrow I'm going to start telling people. But for others, like I said, it's a very personal process. It's, mm-hmm. it's very different. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're pointing out it's a personal process. So it didn't have much to do with being in Malaysia, or it's an...
At that time,
primarily an Islamic country.
It's
yeah.
primarily Malaysia's Islamic by constitution. Yeah. Right, we've still retained some very draconian and archaic laws, mm-hmm, that we, mm-hmm. inherited from the British,
yeah, post-colonial,
yeah, post-colonial baggage, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sort of, and the thing is, it's still being, the laws are still there. You know, they have not been repealed yet.
Mm-mm.
So it for
these are the laws that make it illegal.
Yes, exactly. True. It's actually illegal
to be gay.
It's actually illegal to engage homosexual sexual act,
yeah.
right? But then there are leaders in the country, political leaders in the country, who have actually opened up and said, right, there is no place for LGBTs in Malaysia. There's no place for the LGBT community in Malaysia. Another political leader said, you know, if we allow LGBTs to exist in Malaysia, it will be the end of the human race. yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, right. That sort of thing. So I think that also has an impact, I think, on the younger people, mm-hmm. who want to come out. Mm-hmm. They're so
That's
afraid.
True.
It adds the fear and the paranoia, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's something I think that I don't know if it's right to say this, but in the Philippines, at least I think we have a little more freedom in terms.
That's
of
legally. We, for some reason, we've never had criminalization of being gay or gay sex here, even though we have like a post-colonial, mm-mm. situation after Spain and after the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I think here in the Philippines, we have a lot of informal ways to kind of control, mm-mm. people's sexuality. Social disapproval, avoidance of topics that should not be talked about, people looking the other way, people not acknowledging your partner. And these little things can also add up and make you feel totally out in the cold and rejected.
True.
Okay. Kung meron po kayong questions, abangan po namin yan sa Twitter at @PochOfficial.
Yes.
At baka pwede nyo po ihabol sa ating last segment. Kung meron kayong questions, pwede nyo rin i-text.
Opo.
Sa 0927-220-8332. Aantayin namin yan.
Correct. At syempre sa ating Facebook account.
Right,
please post
right.
your comments and questions, or maybe share your own stories of
coming out.
Yes.
Okay. Lahat ng yan, abangan sa pagbabalik ng
Psycho Clock Habit.
DZUP 1602. Kasali ka para sa matinong usapan, para sa maunlad na bayan. DZUP sa 1602. Kasali ka, kasali ka. DZUP para sa maunlad na bayan. Dito kasali ka.
Oh my gosh, have you guys heard?
Oo nga, sabi nga ng teammates ko, sobrang cool daw nun eh.
Steak! Karapatan nga naman ng bawat mamamayan ang ma-expose sa iba't ibang klase ng media.
So, being your unspoken leader, I suggest na simulan na natin.
Ready!
Game, bro!
Handa na!
Let's start! Be part of the hippest barkada to hit the airwaves. Tune in to Tropang Radio from 7 to 8 p.m. daily.
Mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Will he love me when I lose weight? I have to look good to be noticed.
You can never be too thin.
I feel worthless!
Do you think I'm fat?
Don't ignore the signs. Help those with eating disorders.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tara na, yun na yung jeep. Bigay na. Ma, bayad ho.
Saan to?
Diyan lang po sa tabi. Para.
Ugaliing maglakad kung malapit naman ang pupuntahan. Naka-exercise ka na, nakatipid ka pa.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ang oras natin ay 10 minuto bago mag-ikapito ng gabi ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP. Kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap, ulit-ulitin.
O ano, mag-out ka na?
Ano rin? Kailangan pa pang sabihin yung mga ganyan. Nagbabalik po ang
Psycho Clock Habit.
Ito po si Ton.
Si Che po at kasama pa rin natin sila.
Mark and Eric.
Yay.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so let's continue our discussion on coming out.
Yes.
Yeah, so let's talk about the value or the benefits or the importance of coming out. Why is it important?
There's actually just two things, two very easy things. One is for yourself.
Okay.
It's psychologically actually good for your health to come out. There are many studies that show that people who are out and enjoy the benefits of coming out, they enjoy benefits such as higher self-esteem, less depression, greater self-acceptance. They feel good about life because they have this, like what Mark said, they kind of get unburdened by this thing that's over their heads. The cape is kind of heavy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you unfurl it, life is light.
And more beautiful.
And more beautiful. No? Or if you're in the closet, it's stuffy and there's no fresh air. When you open the door and step out, you see a world of possibility.
So, according to research, it's more beneficial to
come out than
stay in the closet?
If you are in a supportive environment or you can find yourself a supportive environment. Obviously, I don't recommend coming out if you are in a context where... In some parts in the world, for example, where it's not just illegal, they actively hunt you down. I mean, obviously, you want to just maybe come out online, maybe, or with a very selective group of people.
True. People you trust.
Trust, yeah. And then the second reason to come out is actually for others. Mm-hmm. There are many studies in psychology that show that the people who are the gay friendliest, the least homophobic, are those who experience a lot of people coming out to them. So we don't just come out for ourselves, we come out for others. We are making the world better every time we come out to someone because we're changing their attitudes and making them realize, you know, we're not just a stereotype. We are also sociologists, psychologists, nerds, boyfriends, girlfriends, brothers, sisters, daughters, believers, free thinkers.
Believers.
True.
And the stereotypes kind of fall away. And it's, you know, politically in that sense, it's good for the community.
Mark, do you want to add to that?
I think just for the person, for the individual, right? I think life becomes a lot easier. Life becomes more meaningful. And a little bit more fulfilling when you can be honest with yourself and you can be honest with the people who are around you. You'll find that, yes, those people who can't accept you, they'll fall away. But those people who do decide to stay in your life, they just make your life so much richer. And, you know, every day is a new adventure, right? It's I will have to say that, you know, after you come out, it's not exactly a bed of roses every single day. It brings its own challenges. Mm-hmm. It brings its own problems. But at least you can face them honestly. And I think that's the important thing for everybody to live a life that's really genuine and honest. That's the most important thing when you come out.
Authenticity.
Authenticity.
Oh, why did I think of that word?
True. So for us friends, the allies, the non-LGBT allies, what can we do?
Ally, as in offering. Sino yung mga
ally? What kind of support can we give to our LGBT friends who want to come out?
Right. So maybe first is, if they haven't come out, it's really kind of tricky to force them to come out. You have to kind of make it, you don't force people to come out or out them. You make it easy for them to open the door or to unfurl the cape.
Yeah. Like every time you see them, you say, it's okay. I love you.
That's true. So, you know, the same thing. You go to your pride parades. You tell them about other gay friends. You tell them about how accepting you are as a, let's say, a future parent or as a, like a sister, whatever. And when they do finally come out, I guess the big thing is to not
ask stupid questions. Yeah,
yeah. So what specific questions would be considered stupid?
No, I wouldn't say stupid, but don't ask questions like, how do you know?
Like, or how are you sure? Are you sure?
Have you ever been with a member of the opposite sex? How do you know if you haven't tried? Uh-huh. And, you know, there's the opposite of it where people become really, really excited for you and they're like, oh my God, I've got another friend who's gay. You should meet up. You know, you will definitely like each other because you're both gay. You know, don't assume that because there's that there's that affinity or that right. that joint sexual attraction that you're just going to hit it off. You're definitely going to hit it off. Mm-hmm. You know,
you have to explain that your friend is really hot as well and single. Then that's an appropriate response.
Okay,
I think the questioning, asking, are you sure?
Are you sure? When did you find out?
For me, the underlying message there is, you are doubting the authenticity of who I am. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that this is something wrong. Correct. And what I'm saying is a mistake. Mm-hmm. But this is not something I take very easily, especially if, you know, if it's a grand declaration of coming out. We have thought about this, you know. And so the best response really is to have that caring, accepting, a hug is good, you know. Yeah. At some point, maybe later, you can ask specific questions like, you know, when did you first come out? Yeah. I mean, when did you start thinking about that? Did you ever have any experiences of homophobia? Mm-hmm. What can we do? You know, are you out to your parents, to your best friend? Mm-hmm. What can we do to make it better for you? Is it okay in the office? What do we do with that homophobic colleague that we have?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and to try to join that kind of parade, that party as an ally. Exactly.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. Because I know a lot of people, just because they don't know how to react, it's not as if they intend to
hurt you. That's true. The intention, I mean, yeah, the intentions are nice, except that, I mean, it's good to educate yourself about LGBT issues. I mean, that's why we have so many academic offerings now, and there's so much information online about coming out and about being LGBT. About being a parent or a sibling or a best friend.
So I guess the message is, if you suspect your friend to be... Yeah, you have to be more proactive. Providing support or help. Yeah.
You can ask directly, you know, there's something I want to ask you. I'm not sure how to ask you, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Right? And if for the first time your friend says, no, I'm not, and then a year later says, yes,
actually,
I am. You know, don't
judge.
Don't jump. Don't judge. Don't go up and down. But I asked you a year ago. You said no, and now you're saying yes. That sort of thing. Like I said, maybe the person wasn't ready to tell you.
Right. Or something like, I told you so. Right.
There's another thing that I just remembered, which is assuming that the person is coming out to you because is in love with you or is attracted to you. Especially if it's a guy coming out to another guy or a girl coming out to another girl. You really have to suspend that. If it's in your mind, suspend it. Do not go there.
Yeah. Do not feed the paranoia. Right?
Exactly. I mean, you can probably bring that up maybe later on, but not at that particular moment.
Time and the person is open. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And don't just assume that the person wants. If somebody comes out to you, the person wants you for your body.
Okay.
Right. Don't assume that. Yeah. Chances are there might be a slight bit of attraction, perhaps, maybe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. But
or none.
Or none. But I think when, you know, when somebody comes out to you to an ally,
it's a gift.
It's a gift.
Yeah, it's a disclosure. It's a gift.
Mm-hmm. Don't assume. Let the person talk. Mm-hmm. Let the person tell you what's going on in their heads. Yeah. Right. Listen, which I think is
very important.
Very important virtue for everybody to have. Just listen to what the person has to. What the person has to say, what is the story, and then let them talk.
Tell their story.
They just want to talk, and you know, if you're ready for it, then just, you know, be accepting. Like Eric said, give them a hug. You know, this is great. Thank you for telling me. Thank you for sharing with me, and then let the rest of the relationship
continue.
let the rest of the friendship continue, and then don't expect that after this happens, you know, that's it. There's going to be, then the next disclosure could be, I've actually met someone special, right? Would you like to meet him, or would you like to meet her? And so it builds up on that. I said, it's a process, and it really doesn't end.
Wow, thank you so much for that. I'm sure a lot of her friends learn from those tips. Okay. And how to's and what not to do, what not to say.
And of course, we would also like to say big, big thanks to all the caring, accepting, LGBT-friendly people in this world.
Yes.
Here at UP. Here,
oh my goodness.
Can I just say, I'd like to say hi to all those who owe me their homosexuality.
A lot of those students.
Most LGBT-friendly
professor in the history of UP.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, we don't have much time, Ton.
Super cute. Dami nating gustong batiin. Thank you.
Let's just say, thanks to our friends who are listening to us before we say goodbye. Right. Thank you to Chichi.
Very quickly, I would just like to say hi to EJ and Kenneth.
Yes, Kenneth.
Hi, Kenneth.
Kay Mang Rudy.
Hello, Mang Rudy.
Nakikinig sa amin. Si Sunny tsaka si Jansen.
Hi, Sunny. Hi. And Jansen.
Claire, hello.
Hi, Claire.
At syempre si Ayi, Carmela.
The muchachos.
Saan po na nagre-retweet, nagle-like ng mga posts natin.
Correct. Si Mikli, hello.
Si Mikli, of course. Yeah, thank you. No, kung sana, si Rainbow Blooded.
Yes.
Nakakaloka. Wow.
PM mo naman sa amin yung name mo para we can greet you naman online. Rainbow Blooded, thank you for your
Adam,
tweets.
Hello.
Siyempre yung ating very LGBT-friendly DZUP family.
Yes.
Kasama na dyan ang tropang radyo na susunod sa atin,
na
which
po.
Is super LGBT-friendly talagay yan. Sina Mark, sina Shrel, lahat na nandito sa DZUP.
Mamel!
Ay, lalo na. At sa inyo pong lahat.
Correct.
Thank you for listening. Sana po may natutunan na pa sa'yo namin kayo.
Opo. At siyempre, sa susunod na linggo ulit, magkakasama na naman tayo. Sana makinig po kayo ulit.
Tama. Final messages, want
Correct.
To meet people?
All I can say is right now, I'm going home on Saturday, and I'm so sad to leave UP. I really am so sad to leave UP.
We're going to miss you, Mark, but you're going to come back, right?
I'm going to try my best to come back, definitely. Right? Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Eric?
I want to greet my Psych 195 LGBT students, past, present, and hopefully future. Gay Geeks Philippines, and of course my best friend Delia, who is in France.
Hi, Delia.
Thank you for
soon.
Making that happen. My message to everyone is, we all have the human right to love and to be ourselves. And coming out really is just an expression of that.
And it's not just for LGBT people coming out. This is for everybody.
Yes.
Sorry,
be afraid to come out.
Very, very quickly lang, yung UP Psychology Society, ini-invite tayo sa kanilang Cinemalaya movies. This Saturday na yan, The Boat Between Two Rivers at Ang Mga Kidnapper ni Ronnie Lazaro. 4 p.m. at 7 p.m. yan. You can visit their booth sa AS Walk. And I guess sa UP Film Center na rin. This Saturday na yan, August
4.
Okay. Thank you, Mark and Eric. And what is the meaning?
This is your turn.
What is the meaning
of that sound?
of the sounds we hear, Tan.
Super overtime na tayo, Tropang Radyo pa is up next.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Stay safe, everyone.
Good night. Bye. O paano? Sa Webes ulit?
Alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi.
Sa Radio School ng DZUP.
Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap. Ulit-ulitin.
Parinig.